Today, the first Lord's Day in the year 2024, we are going to read from Apostles' Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. I read from NASB New American Standard Bible, verse 6. So, when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or generations or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and even to the uttermost part of the earth. This is just before Jesus' departure from earth to go heaven. Of course, it is almost the end of his 40 days staying with his disciples on and off after his resurrection. Verse 6 said, so when they had come together, where they had come together? In Jerusalem. But prior to that, we do know from John chapter 21, and Jesus, through his angel, told the ladies who visited the early morning of the resurrection day, to tell his brothers, go to the mountainside in Galilee, as he told them beforehand. That's what angel told the lady to convey Jesus' previous command to them. So all they went to Galilee as Jesus told them by the mouth of angel. Well, they met second time, and they had fellowship with Jesus, especially those seven disciples. They are fed by Jesus on the seashore of Galilee. That's what we read last time, January 1st. But here, as we know from Apostle Paul's letter to Corinthians, Jesus had met more than 500 disciples in Galilee during that time. But as we know too, Jesus did not live with his 12 apostles 24 hours a day as he used to do prior to his suffering and death. But after his resurrection, he infrequently stayed with them for a couple of hours usually. But in mountainside of certain area of near the Sea of Galilee, Jesus once again gave them instruction as to where they shall meet next time. So, verse 6 here, when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? So here, they met together with Jesus It means they listened to Jesus' instruction that he gave them while they were gathering in that mountainside in Galilee. And they listened, so they came up to Jerusalem. By doing so, they overcame their fear. Do you remember? After Jesus' crucifixion and burial, all they afraid of Jewish leaders, so they locked their doors and they stay inside. And we do know that Jerusalem is not their base. And here they are in danger. So they gladly went to Galilee to meet resurrected Lord. But there Jesus gave them instruction to return to Jerusalem where he is going to meet them again. But here they met in Jerusalem. Only thing they could come up with is our Lord Master is going to about bringing the promised kingdom of God restoring to Israel. And Jerusalem is the center of Israel. That's why he instructed us come to Jerusalem. That's what they came up with, that idea. Lord, is it that this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? Otherwise, they would not have to come to Jerusalem again. That is a dreadful city where they were afraid of Jewish leaders who killed their master. When they killed their master, all they ran away for their own life's sake. So such a dreadful city, they do not want to come again, but Jesus instructed them. So here, only thing they came up with is, this is the time. As a resurrected Lord and Savior, you are going to the promised kingdom of God, restored to God's favorite people, our nation, Jewish nation. Jesus said, it is not for you to know times or epochs that the Father has fixed by his own authority. It is not external kingdom by the worldly measurements and standards. It is internal spiritual kingdom. Eventually, when the kingdom of God will be established on earth, that will be upon new earth and new heaven. Then there, external and the internal kingdom of God will be united together as one unity, fulfilled, complete kingdom of God. But here, my dear disciples, I'm not talking about that external, Jewish-centered kingdom of God. No, that is not anymore realistic, because my suffering, death, and resurrection tell you my kingdom is not of this external world. My kingdom is internal spiritual world. So, forget about your prejudice. Forget about your Jewish pride. Forget about your materialistic concept of kingdom of God. Yes, material things come from God's providence, but God's spiritual blessing fulfilled in the kingdom of God in the future that I initiated 3.5 years ago when I began to my public ministry, and definitely started fulfilling after my crucifixion, death, and resurrection. Now, that spiritual kingdom of God will be fulfilled fully by my Father's fixed day and time. So forget about your nationalistic, Jewish centric kingdom of God. It will be never come back again. But this city, Jerusalem, is where God promised to dwell. So here, we've got to start kingdom's gospel throughout all surface of the earth. But we've got to start from here to the Jewish leaders, those who have strong Jewish pride, those who consider kingdom of God has to be Jewish-centered, externally, materially, physically. We've got to shatter their Jewish pride. Misunderstanding of their kingdom of God. Verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and even to the uttermost part of the whole earth. My disciples, I give you commandment, not as a friend of you, but as resurrected, risen Lord and Savior and Rabbi, Master, I give you commandment. You will receive power, and you shall be my witnesses. That should be your life goal. That should be your lifestyle. Witnessing Christians. In the beginning of his public ministry, Jesus told the crowd, including his chosen disciples, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the rest of your life on earth will be taken care of by your Heavenly Father. So, after his resurrection, Jesus reiterate, not as their friend anymore, but now as their resurrected Lord and Savior, gave them reiterated command. Seek God's spiritual righteous kingdom first. That is your witnessing life goal. That should be the center of your lifestyle. Friends, how they and we as same disciples of Rabbi Jesus Christ could obey such command by trusting in his promise. His promise is the Holy Spirit will come upon his disciples. And the Holy Spirit shall empower his disciples. So let us ask this question for ourselves. Are we empowered by the Holy Spirit? If we are not sure, then maybe we are not sure about our life goal as Christians. Because our life Christians is focused on witnessing to Jesus' resurrection. Gospel of the kingdom of Messiah is his resurrection proclamation. And doing, accompanying miracles and joy-filled life. Peaceful, clean conscience, new life, liberating guilt conscience. Do we have such personal experience emanating from inside out? No matter what happened to us, externally, circumspectly, or circumstance, environment, or our physical sickness, mental illness, human relationship broken, distorted, or financial corruption and disaster. No matter what we encounter in this present world, they will become secondary. They will not hinder us from rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit as long as we don't forget Jesus' command. You shall be equipped with the power of the Holy Spirit. You shall be my witnesses to the end of the whole surface of the earth. Witness in Greek language has double meaning. First, testimony. Second, martyrdom. So, we've got to have that mental strength. I will be truthful, faithful, and powerful witness to the resurrected, ascended, my Master and Savior, Jesus Christ, for his resurrection. As a living witness, at all cost, including martyrdom. When we focus on such life goal, that will bring glory to God, and that will bring down grace of Jesus Christ upon this miserable world, because our heart is clean, our heart is peaceful, and our heart is filled with joy that brought by the powerful Holy Spirit. Then we are above and beyond all our depressing circumstances, including our own physical, mental, financial, human, interrelated problems. There, Lord Jesus Christ, He already set example how to live a sinless life and gave us command. Wait until you are equipped with the power of the Holy Spirit and go on as faithful, truthful, fearless witness, because that's why we are renewed. We are saved. That's why we put off our old self and put on new self by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even though we do not go to the whole, to the remotest place of the earth, but our mind, in our spiritual eyes, we cover whole world because we are truthful, faithful, living witnesses to Jesus' resurrection through the remainder of our earthly journey. God may use our physical strength, mental strength, or use our sickness or our financial brokenness or broken human relationships. No matter what will happen to us, it is still under God's control, so that it could help us to be faithful, truthful, living witness to our resurrected and ascended Lord and Savior hidden in heaven. By our action, by our daily speech, by our that unchangeable, immovable fixation of our eyes on that heaven above will make us demonstrate love, grace of the kingdom of God in Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your instruction and command. Thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit. May your Holy Spirit fill us fully, every moment, day in and day out, that we may live as living witnesses, at all costs, even including losing our own life. Let the world hit us hard, challenge us, tempt us, persecute us, but the power of indwelling your Holy Spirit may comfort us, counsel us, lead us until we meet you face to face. Father, we give thanks to you for your Son Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen.